Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Fan Morning Show pre-show brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve your consultation today at awaken180weightloss.com. It's Crowley. It's Dickerson. Nicholas Harry Callis is behind the glass. Here's a text. Where the bleep is Callis? Is this a government cover-up? LOL. Wednesday return for Callis? Thursday return for Callis. And you won't be here.
Nope.
People can infer what they want to. Maybe Callis only wants to come on the air when Dorn's not here. Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah, maybe.
Actually, maybe. It would be me. If there was one host that he would never want to work with, it would be me.
Yeah, he usually has a big smile on his face whenever you're not here. He's like, yay!
So I hear. Bostic's always like, oh, Callis is in the best mood I've ever seen. You are now on red yeast, which we'll get into at some point, as you had your cholesterol tested. Callis now has high blood pressure, and I'm getting mine checked on Friday. So I think we are by far the youngest show on the station.
Yes.
You know, Donnie brings down the average of the PM guys, and they're not old guys. Mulsey's 40, Pony's a little younger,
39.
Right? 39. So we're younger than them. Definitely younger than the midday show.
Yes.
Although Bechtold does his best to yank that down. Meanwhile, we all still have our issues. But you have other issues going on that you wanted to get off your chest.
Yeah.
And I'm a little scared. I want to stay out of the way. There's nothing I could add, I don't think, but we'll see. So why don't you do what you want to do, pal?
Yeah, well, I've gone over this with you and, you know, over the years. And, you know, this has come to a road stop at this point. And I think there is a situation brewing right now that must be talked about. And at South Fayette Youth Baseball, as you all know, that my kids are part of that organization. This has been going on for the longest time. I mean, all across the country in multiple youth sports, but none greater than youth baseball. Now this issue has found itself directly affecting my family, and I'm here to tell you that I will not tolerate it at all. There's some things that I have been told or made aware of or seen from my own eyes. Allegedly. These things have been told to me and have happened. Allegedly, these things have made me aware of these certain situations. So allegedly, parents paying for kids' spots on A All-Star teams. Coaches doing business deals with other coaches for them to vote for their kids on All-Star teams as well. People promising spots in other sports to coaches if they vote their kids on A All-Star teams. There's no actual tryouts for All-Stars, just coaches' kids making the team, being handpicked. As I see Cal shaking his head, yes. My oldest son was told he is an incredible athlete and will start on any team he plays on regardless of sport, but isn't good enough to play on the A All-Star team. He clearly made the B team again. My second youngest, who is 8, made the B team as well. He was told he's an incredible athlete as well and isn't good enough. My kids will finish this season. They will play for their all-star teams, their B all-star teams, but they wanted to quit. It's not fair to them to want to quit a sport that they love due to coaches playing daddy ball, especially two young black kids. in the area who were told that they're incredible athletes. It's not fair to them to want to quit, but I'm not going to let them quit. They're going to keep playing. They're going to keep playing because they at least deserve that. They at least deserve to be with their friends. This is a program that has been under the microscope because hundreds of thousands of dollars were stolen over 2 years ago. Now, over $1,000 has been stolen from the concession stand. As early as last week. $1,000, over $1,000 stolen from the concession stand. You have to bring your credit card or your debit card to purchase anything from the concession stand. This regime and system needs to go. The board members need to go for allowing this. Everybody needs to go. So I invite you to come out. You could say that I'm a dad that is complaining right now about my kids not making the A All-Star team. So what I'm going to do, I invite you to come out to a game tomorrow night, and you could judge for yourself which kids should fairly make the teams and which kids shouldn't fairly make the teams. You could do a blind test. It'll be fun. We could sit in the outfield. We could hang out. We could talk about the show, and we could watch some baseball, some youth baseball. I'm inviting you to the game tomorrow night. The amount of people that have reached out to me with details, emails, pictures yesterday was so alarming. Not just South Fayette people, but people in Western Pennsylvania, all over the place. This has been a big issue. I understand. Everywhere for years. But this is directly, like I said, affecting me and affecting my family. The regime needs to go. The people need to go. It's corrupt. This is a huge problem, and I want to be at the forefront of not only for my kids, but for all children to have a fair shake in playing sports. It's not just about my kids. It's about the next kids coming up. I do have young kids coming up, but it's about kids after them coming up. I want to be in the forefront of the change, of South Fayette being the number one school to make sure daddy ball and corruption in youth sports is done with. You can make that happen. Speak up. Let's eliminate daddy ball. Let's eliminate corruption. Let's actually make it about the kids and not about the adults. As you can see, I'm very passionate about this because, like I said, multiple times it has directly affected my family, but it's directly affected a lot of families, a lot of kids, and made kids quit sports. You should not make a kid quit sports over what you want, over what your handshake deal is, over you being a vice president of a company and doing a deal with another vice president or another director of a company just so your kid gets on the A team. That's the things that are going on, and it's sickening. And everybody knows who they are. Everybody knows that is listening who I'm talking about. I don't need to name names. Allegedly, these things are happening, as I said before, as I prefaced before. Allegedly, I was told about these things. People are coming out of the woodwork. They want to see it change, and they want to see it get on the right path again. So, I understand that these issues go on all the time. But right now, I live in South Fayette. And South Fayette has an opportunity to eliminate it and be in the forefront. And I want to be a part of being in the forefront, like I said, not just for my kids, but for all kids.
Well, people are blowing up the text line right now saying they see it. They see it. I mean, we have a lot of South Fayette people listening right now.
Yeah.
Obviously. But I think you're going to find zero disagreement with daddy ball is everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right, man. Like, sports is supposed to be the ultimate meritocracy. And we know how things go. When you get to professional ball.
Yes.
Right? Okay, a guy like Devin Bush gets drafted in the first round. He's going to keep getting opportunities. But if you're good enough, you're good enough.
Right.
In youth sports, if you're the best, you should be the one playing. That's the reality.
Yep.
But the reality is that ain't the way it goes. Texter, greatest thing I've heard in a decade. Well, it's not great, though. That's the thing. I think people appreciate your passion on this. I appreciate your passion on this. But the passion is great, and you having a platform is great. The idea that this is happening, and it's happening all over too, sucks.
It does suck. It really does suck. And I've lived this life too. Like, that's the thing. From my resume, my background, from the things that I have accomplished as an athlete, and the things that I had to endure as a young athlete. These are exactly what my kids are going through. And I could just speak about my kids right now. What they're going through is exactly what I went through. That's why I'm even more passionate about it, because I always told myself as a father, I would never let this happen to my kids. I would never let them feel the way that I felt whenever I was 8 years old, when I was 9 years old, when I was 10 years old.
Right.
And they're feeling that right now. And that bothers me. So now you're messing with me, and you're messing with my family. And I am not going to stand for that. I will until my last breath, and the energy I have in my body make sure this gets right. I promise you that. Well, 100%.
Well, and you're right, because you've got, and I know your sons love baseball.
Love it.
Love baseball.
Now they want to quit.
Yeah. And that's the normal kid reaction. You know, whenever you are, I mean, you're not even talking about puberty yet, and you think everything is supposed to be a certain way. What I mean by that is, if I play well, I get the opportunity.
Yes.
And then you don't, and you see, you think, okay.
Yeah.
Is this the way it is?
Well, my kids are smart enough to understand, actually, the system that's going on. And I don't really hide that much. I mean, yes, they're kids, and I let them be kids, clearly. But, you know, I am very honest with them sometimes. And they can piece stuff together. I mean, they understand that there was no tryouts for the 10U All-Stars. And then all of the kids that were picked are all the coach's kids. So how is there no tryout? How is there no evaluation? For my 8-year-old kid, there was an evaluation. There was a tryout. But all the dads were the ones running the tryouts. All the coaches picked their kids. Are you going to bring in some outsiders to do these evaluations? What are we doing here?
Right.
How can you? And we evaluated throughout the season. They've only had 5 games for the 10U. Because all of them have been ran out. So how do you know which kid can actually make it or not? None of the other coaches were at the other games. Nothing's making sense.
Mm-hmm.
I can't get any answers. So in my fallback, and I hate to even be this guy, my fallback is, well, I mean, you have 2 of the only black kids in the organization that don't make the teams. What is the issue? Because I'm not getting anything from anybody. Nobody's telling me a reason why. All I can piece together is your kids are on the team. My kids aren't on the team. My kids tried out. My kids played, and they played very well. And like I said earlier, you could say that I'm that dad complaining that my kid didn't make the team. Well, your kid probably isn't good enough. You come to the game tomorrow night, and you let me know.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Well, most of the texters, 99% of them so far, not that this is the full barometer, are saying, preach on it, Doran, because this is happening everywhere. And you had one that said, if your kids made the team, would you be saying this? I think you would be.
Yes.
Because we've had these conversations off air for a long time about these being the problems with youth sports. And if your sons had made the team, but you saw this happening apart from them, I think you'd still be up here.
There's other kids that should have made the team as well.
Right.
those kids I'm talking about, too. The kids that should have made it as well, that have the skills, have the talent to make it, that didn't.
And at the very least, you'd like there to be transparency on stuff like this.
Absolutely.
You got questions, and you'd like there to be answers.
Absolutely. So if you have any questions, you could message me on Facebook, whatever. But like I said, and I appreciate you, Crowley, for even giving me the floor here to speak on this.
No, I think it's a big problem everywhere, man.
It's a huge problem, and I think that it's a problem that can be dealt with. It's just nobody has really stepped up to do it. I don't think anybody really feels that they have the voice to do it, and who's going to just listen to another parent? I felt that I have this platform. I have a background. I have a resume to be able to sit here and to try to fight for the other parents and my family for this issue going on in youth sports. And when my kids are in high school, I still will fight for it. If my kids are going to South Fayette,
right?
I still will fight for other kids because it's wrong. It's absolutely wrong.
So red yeast, I mean.
Red yeast. It's made me feel a lot better.
Yeah, you sound great. I mean,
I took a lot of red yeast over the weekend.
What, do you snort that? I mean,
basically.
Texter, it's not just youth sports, it's also in high school. Absolutely, yes.
Yeah. But yes. It's sadder in youth sports because you're taking advantage of kids.
Well, and you wind up thinning out the talent pool.
Yes.
Because, again, this is a normal kid reaction. This isn't like when a college player is told, you're no good right now, sit on the bench for 2 years, you'll get better, and when you're a junior or a senior, you'll play. Well, no, screw that. I'm not going to deal with the adversity. I'm going to get in the transfer portal. No, we're talking about kids.
Right.
And when kids bust their ass and are good enough, and then they're told that they're not good enough, the natural, obvious reaction for a child, we're talking about children, is to say, well, why am I going to keep working my tail off at this when I'm not being rewarded? And they know, they have eyes. Yeah. They know who's good. They know who's not good.
They know. And especially, it's even worse whenever you're told you are good enough and you are incredible and you are an awesome athlete, but still don't get picked. That's what's a mind bleep. It's like, oh, well, I'm really good and I'll start on every other team, but I can't play in this one. Why? Why? Why not? Give me an answer.
And that's all. That's the other thing, too. I'm guessing, because you have eyes as well, there's not going to be an answer, but that will suffice. But you would like to have one.
Right.
And maybe there would be. But if you're getting none.
Nope.
You're getting none.
Nope.
You could text us, 412-928-9370. You could tweet us at _AdamCrowley, at Score and Dorum. And then you said you can reach out to you on Facebook about this.
Sure.
Which I thought the oldest part of the early morning show was going to be us all bitching about our cholesterol and our high blood pressure. Doran's like, no, you can reach out to me on Facebook.
Yeah, my blood pressure is high right now.
Get to me on LinkedIn, AIM Instant Messenger. I'm looking up this red yeast, and I want it.
It's good. It's good.
You just take it in pill form?
Yeah. Just take three pills a day, and it helps.
Three a day?
Yeah, it's not bad. It's not bad. There's all kinds of little, you know, things that you can do to control it, and you might as well get in the forefront, you know, the forefront, as I said before, with Daddy Ball, but forefront of your health, and especially as in your mid-30s.
We're just helping people today.
Trying to.
We're helping parents, we're helping kids, and the parents, we're going to help you with the red yeast.
Yes.
I had never heard of that.
I didn't either until I went to my chiropractor, which is down the street, Phil Ross, unbelievable, and he put me on it.
Phil?
Yeah, Phil. He's a great guy. Knows what he's talking about. You should go see him.
I'm going to see Phil. Because I'll tell you what. I've been putting off cutting my grass. This is ridiculous, Thorne. I've been cutting my grass, you know, like anyone does this time of year. But because of the rain, because of schedule, it took me like 90 minutes with the weed whacking and the weeding and the mowing on Saturday. So 90 minutes pushing a mower around and all that. And then we went to Uniontown for a youth birthday party. A great time. Happy birthday to what?
You can't remember the name.
I know the names. Marcel and Genevieve. Happy birthday. So we drove to Uniontown, and then 51. The traffic was terrible. We should have taken 43. Absolutely absurd decision by me. Well, I wound up spending like 3 hours in the car. That's all it took, man. 90 minutes of the mowing, 3 hours in the car, and the back was shot.
Oh, done.
Oh, yesterday was brutal. Yep.
Sore.
I don't know why I brought that up.
Because you're old.
Well, I guess, you know, you would have used this as a soapbox to help in with youth sports and to precipitate change, and I just want to bitch. That's all I want to do. Doran's like, listen, we got a big problem in South Bay. Yeah, we got a big problem broadly.
Yeah.
And with Daddy Ball and youth sports, I'm like, you know what's really bad is my back.
My back. Cutting the grass. Sitting in the car.
That's arguably worse.
Yeah.
Texter, red yeast for what? I missed it. For the cholesterol, yeah.
Yep.
So I'm sure this is just the infancy of where this youth sports thing goes.
Yes, it is. It's just the start.
It's not you who opened up the can of worms. They opened up the worms, and you're just bringing it to the forefront.
Yeah.
But more to follow, I am sure.
Absolutely. Very, very absolutely.
Texter, Crowley was waiting for the random dude to come mow his front yard. No, my lawnmower died in the middle of it. It's
like,
done.
Like just Like, literally died? Like it's not going to start ever again?
It will not. I'm sure I could fix it. I'll rephrase that. I'm sure a capable man could fix it. I turned it off between the front and back so I could move my bag that I dumped the grass clippings in, and I went to restart it, and the cable just broke off.
It broke off, yeah. How old's the lawnmower?
Like 6 years.
Yeah, it might be time for a new
one.
It's
time.
Yeah. I need a new one, too. Mine's all duct taped together.
See, mine's in the same. I didn't have the duct tape, but I should have duct taped it.
Yeah, I duct taped
it. It's a total disaster.
I love that lawnmower, though. It has 10 years.
We've gone through some great times.
We have. 10 years? Gets me through, man. Jeez. I don't want to get a new one.
I don't want to either, because they're not cheap.
No.
And I could get it fixed, but I was looking up the prices to get it fixed, and it might wind up being as much like $300. Yeah, it might wind up being the same amount as to get a new one.
Yeah, you might as well just buy a new one.
Might as well just buy a new one. Texter, Pearl Jam killed it last night at PPG Paints.
Oh, yeah?
They went two in a row. They did two shows. Two shows? Talk about old. I never got it with Pearl Jam. I'm sorry. I hate to say that. It's not like I dislike Pearl Jam, but people love Pearl Jam.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just okay with Pearl Jam.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.